Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times, for people will love only themselves and their money. The last days are often spoken about in the Bible, and they refer to the period in which we now live, the age of the Spirit. In the prophecy of Joel, we hear God saying that in the last days he would pour out his Spirit, and Peter declared that this was being fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. It's interesting that at the heart of Paul's description of this challenging period was the destructive effect of money. Jesus often reflected on the significance of money, and it's important to emphasize that there's nothing inherently evil about it. Money is ultimately part of God's creation, and in common with all his gifts, what matters is how we handle it. When we use it well, it can be an incredible blessing, but when it's abused, it can be a complete curse. Paul's declaration that people would love only themselves and their money is terrifying, because it deliberately pushes God out. When God is removed from life, the most terrible things inevitably result. Relationships are torn apart, and society is on a certain path to disintegration. The verses that follow give a frightening description of that. Paul declares that people will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. The punchline of this passage is the scariest part. Paul says that people will act religiously, but they'll reject the power that could make them godly. Attending church, singing hymns and songs, and praying to God will not, by themselves, change us. It's possible to be fully involved in church activities and yet live in a way that's opposed to God. What matters is that we're driven by a love for God before anything else. That needs to be the driving force for all that we think, say, and do. So let me ask you a question. Paul described people in the last days as lovers of themselves and money. Is that an accurate description of people today? Now let's pray together. Lord God, help us to love you before anything else. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.